Is it okay to feel good? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When the stock market goes crazy, and I mean crazy in the up direction, the way it did Thursday, when it racks up points like a pinball machine, is it okay to sing along? Is it okay to feel good? Because yesterday, it's true, a lot of already rich people became even richer. The super rich became the ultra rich. The filthy rich became filthy stinking rich. But on the other hand, a lot of ordinary middle-class people could go online and see some hope that they may be able to buy some clean undershirts, maybe even retire someday. So which side do you root for? The people who want to change the system, or the system, which can giveth so abundantly as well as taketh away? It's outrageous the financial industry got politicians to deregulate them, and that once they got the keys to the liquor cabinet, drove right through the guardrail. But a few more days like yesterday, a few more days with news of companies hiring and money in your pocket, suddenly camping in the park, in the rain, next to a stranger, looks less attractive. Not that I'm against the movement, because I think it deserves some of the credit. We all know there's a small group of people flipping the switches that steer the markets this way and that. I wouldn't be surprised if we learn years from now, when the history of this period is written, that those folks meeting in Europe the other day were just a little bit scared by the spread of the protests and worked just a little bit harder to get that debt deal in place. Because they know this is the kind of thing which, if it gets out of control, can't be stopped by tear gas, but only by the sweet sound of prosperity. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.